This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. We're 3 days away from the Electoral College vote that's widely expected to officially make Donald Trump the next president. And while Trump comfortably won Texas, at least two of the state's electors are saying no. Art Cisneros, a Republican from suburban Houston, resigned as an elector because he says he can't vote for Trump. Christopher Suprin, a paramedic from Dallas, is taking a different tack. He will vote as an elector on Monday. He just won't vote for Trump. He's here in the studio with me. Christopher Suprin, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
You were elected to represent the will of Texans, and yet you've said you won't vote for Trump. Why?
I think that's close. I think I was elected to represent Texas, not necessarily the will. I think Mr. Trump is not only flawed on issues, but is unqualified as a potential president.
So who will you vote for?
That's a great question. As of right now, I have not decided. I'm still in a deliberations phase. I'm still speaking to other electors.
Does Hillary Clinton have a shot at your vote?
She does not. Again, while I know I've upset several Republicans across the state by taking this stance, I am a Republican. I consider myself a conservative, and Secretary Clinton would not get my vote.
Couldn't the argument be made that what you're doing is simply a symbolic protest? That if you really wanted to stop Donald Trump, the only candidate to vote for is Hillary Clinton? I mean, she did win the popular vote by almost 3 million votes.
It would be a longer road to get 36 other Republicans to vote for Hillary Clinton than it would be to get 36 other Republican electors to vote for a second Republican. So with that in mind, I'm going what is a little bit easier road to achieve.
Why wouldn't you do just what Art Cisneros did, just quit as an elector?
Mr. Cisneros and I came to this decision about Mr. Trump, I think, similarly. His was to resign so that he could uphold his pledge. And while I understand, again, some of the anger about the pledge issue, for me, I think it's more appropriate to do what I can in terms of taking a tough decision rather than an easy one. So rather than take the easy way out and simply resign, or take the easy way out and simply cast a ballot for someone who I feel is unqualified, I'm trying to cast a ballot for the right person. And I'm less worried about being judged harshly on December 19th or December 20th of 2016, and much more willing to be judged by a longer lens of history.
Now, Republicans in this state aren't particularly happy with you. Here's what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told conservative talk show host Chris Salcedo.
You know, I've read his editorial, I've read his motivations and his reasons. None of that matters. You swore an oath to support the nominee of the party as an elector.
Patrick's calling for the legislature to pass a law forcing electors to vote for the popular vote winner in Texas in the future. Do you think that makes sense?
It certainly makes political sense for the lieutenant governor to pass legislation like that. If the lieutenant governor had passed this binding law 2 years ago, and I was in this position where I thought we were potentially going to elect the wrong person, it would not stop me. I don't think it would stop an elector who wanted to make a vote of conscience and do the right thing if it meant a $1,000 or a $5,000 fine. I think they're going to exercise their free will, their free speech rights under the Constitution, as expressed in their vote.
So I've looked at your Twitter feed.
Oh.
It's a pretty harsh place. I wonder if the personal reaction to all this has shaken you at all.
There are certainly some threats that cross a line. That's unfortunate in a democracy, in a constitutional republic, that someone would threaten someone else's life over a vote they're taking, especially a vote that they're describing as conscientious. But there's negative feedback in this world, and that's okay. What isn't revealed there, though, is I've had people reach out to me. I had a gentleman here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He can trace his genealogic history back to the American Revolution. And this person came to me and said, look, my great-great-grandpappy who fought in the original big one, the American Revolution, would endorse you. He would love what you're doing.
This makes six of the last seven presidential elections that Democrats have won the popular vote. And twice a Republican has lost the popular vote and won the electoral vote, assuming that Trump does. A lot of Democrats want to rethink the Electoral College. Do you?
I do not. I still like the Electoral College for two reasons. One, I don't think California and Texas and Florida and New York should make most of our decisions. And based on population, I think elections would be focused in those areas as opposed to the swing states that actually decided election, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and so forth. But part two, a national popular vote does not allow for the emergency break that I'm trying to apply. Again, I'm of the winning party, so to speak, and I'm saying, wait, we need to rethink what we're doing, put a break on, and make sure we make this decision correctly.
Christopher Supran, paramedic, former firefighter, and elector who won't be voting for Donald Trump on Monday. Thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.